Let's talk racing with Luke Coomey from the South Australian Racehorse Owners Association. I remind myself too, I should talk about the State of Origin, which is going on at the moment in Brisbane. It's a bit of a promotion they're doing with the jockeys from all around Australia, and I think the South Australian girls, Jamie Carr and Claire Lindop, are riding up there in a three-day series. But we're here to talk about racing with Luke Coomey. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning, Ray. How are you today? And good morning to all the listeners.
Yeah, I think we're all pretty good. How did you take the news of Oakbank moving the Great Eastern to the Saturday, the Von Dusser to the warm-up meeting 12 days before? And I guess they're admitting defeat on Monday that it's not worthy of carrying their major races. So they're budgeting for one really big day, I guess.
That's right, Ray. It was quite interesting. And I think the thing that caught my interest were Arnie Gask, the chairman of the Oakbank Race Club, saying that, you know, not Monday public holidays, no matter whether they're, you know, in Oakbank or anywhere else in Australia, don't work like they used to. And I also was noticed that Francis Nelson said that they would be, TRSA would back them to the hilt. So I guess from that, well, obviously they've got falling attendances and on that day, and I think it's not only because it's a public holiday. I think there's a lot more to it. I think it's that people, especially a four-day weekend, they go away a lot more.
Yeah.
There are many other things to attend, and children are home from school, etc., etc., and you know, parents are distracted from going to the races by many other things.
Nothing is any doubt that a bit of the magic has worn off. You know, once it was so exciting, you know, to get up to Oakbank in the open air and the country air, and they had rides for the kids and sideshows and all that sort of thing, and the barbecue and the parents, you know, having a few drinks with family. It was a great family deal too. All the uncles and aunties would get together and they'd set up their own little spot, and that was the base. We've lost a bit of that. Would you agree?
Oh, certainly, because, look, it was a big thing to go to Oakbank.
Yeah.
Back in my childhood. I mean, we never went. We didn't have a car, but, you know, many people, our neighbours, would go occasionally, and of course, everyone would pile, as many people as you could get into the car would get in, and off I'd go. And
they hoped you didn't boil the car on the way up there and have to get water off the side of the road.
Yeah, whereas now, no one thinks of, you know, any great adventure going to Oakbank. Many people get on a flight and go away for the 4 days.
They do.
Somewhere else. So
there's another big monster too, Luke. There's a huge monster, and that is AFL footy.
Exactly.
If the Crows play on the Saturday or the Monday, then that just stops everything dead.
Yes, that's exactly right. And so that was why that's what caught my interest about it. And I wondered, but TRSA and the SAJC, for example, are still hanging their hat on having a public holiday for the Adelaide Cup.
Ah, you've linked the two, eh?
Yeah, before they will move it to May. Now, they all agree they want to move it to May.
Yes.
So that part is, there's no discussion about. Everyone wants to go to May.
But they also want a public holiday,
too. But they want a public holiday. Now, what's the use of having a public holiday
if it doesn't work?
Oakbank is saying it doesn't work. I'm sure the AFL will program a Crow showdown on that day.
Yeah.
In the middle of May. I mean, you can't imagine they wouldn't.
You're a bugger. You're a bugger, Luke. You've got this nasty habit of bringing up the obvious.
Well, you'd think so. And the thing that I suppose disappoints me to a great extent is that, you know, the writing's on the wall, and yet they still keep on to do the same thing.
All right. Well, it's up to me to challenge you to provide the answer.
Well, I think the answer, and we've actually had a meeting with TRSA earlier this year, and the SAJC and the trainers and marketing and wagering people from TRSA. And Sir Rowe has position was, have it on the Monday after the Goodwood Handicap,
mm-hmm.
have it on a non-public holiday. We actually don't want a public holiday, because on that day, the kids will be at school,
mm-hmm.
there'll be no footy matches on,
no.
there'll be nothing to compete with. And the other big, huge advantage from now on is that we have racing.com on.
So you want them to be a bit like Balaclava Cup. You want it to be exactly like that, where people dodge the day at work and go to the races instead, and you think there's more value in that.
Well, that's right. And with racing.com, what we will also get, there's a couple of big advantages. We'll get an extra special race day,
yes.
which will boost our percentage of the total wagering pool, and
yeah.
which and we'll take something from the other two codes. The other thing is that with racing.com, we will have free-to-air television to Victoria.
Yeah.
And I don't know about the rest of Australia, I suppose. I don't know what they do.
No, don't know how far they go. Yeah.
Don't know how far Channel 7 goes, but if it's a nationwide thing, they'll get it. So we'll have a race meeting on that day in Victoria. Obviously, we've said before, and TRSA will tell us, that we're getting better and better turnover or earnings from interstate wagering. And we've got a chance to showcase the Adelaide Cup at a time when they can all go, when Victorians at least can see what we're doing.
Why do you want it on a Monday? Why wouldn't... You'd have to convince me that people will bet on a Monday after they've done their brass over the weekend. Why not have it on a Friday?
Well, I suppose traditionally we've always had that thing of having, you know, a Saturday meeting and then the cup is on the Monday following.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think there's any problem with having it on any other day. But I think the thing is that, you know, when you bring international horses, national horses, there may be a few internationals at that time as well. It's a matter of interstate horses coming here and they stay for the weekend and
yeah.
so forth. I'm open to anything except the only thing I would stipulate is it can't be a public holiday.
Mm.
You know,
you're kicking into the wind there, but it's as all of your arguments are well thought out. They're always challenging, so let's talk about it.
If they're backing, if TRSA is backing Oakbank to the hilt,
yeah.
for that, well, why not? And amazingly, Barney Gask has come on, and the Oakbank's been dying slowly on Mondays, especially.
It's still the greatest race day in South yeah. Australia. Let's not forget that.
Saturday one is.
Yeah, yeah, let's not forget.
And look, the Monday is
probably run second.
Probably is as good as the Adelaide Cup day.
Yes.
As far as crowds go. You know, irrespective of what is published.
You get 20 there, it's still a great day.
That's right. So I think, Adelaide is, there's the writings on the wall. The Adelaide Cup crowds are dropping away every year.
Well, let me go a bit further. Are we the only ones that can't see that maybe racing's on the slide as well? A bit of silence there.
I believe
the turnover is starting to go down.
I agree that racing attendance at the course is going down. It's been going down for years, and I believe that the money that is spent promoting attendance to the races would be better spent elsewhere.
Yeah.
But I think the reason I think for that is that racing has become, I keep saying they're the world experts of exporting their product off of the racetrack.
Yeah,
and so we're finding other avenues for revenue, which is a lot of betting on a lot of different methods and so forth.
You're 100% right, and it's a bit like retail.
Mm.
The big problem is they don't own the what's being sold off the track. It's going elsewhere. It's going into these bloody pommy betting agencies. We've absolutely cocked it up, haven't we? When you look back, we should have seen this coming. And we should have owned the off-course betting companies. Instead, we've sold this farm.
Well, to a great extent that is, but of course that we still have the very strong TAB type.
Yeah, but they're not going to last the way they are. They're not.
They're, but Well, they don't give the they're not as innovative as the offshore ones are.
No.
And of course, but look, the truth of it is, Ray, that you can't stop the offshore.
No, now it's started.
And all that's happened, well, even if it hadn't started, they look, years ago they bet out of vanity, and you couldn't, and people were betting, but we were getting no cut of it. At least with the legitimate ones, let's say, the racing does get a cut out of it, and does get a place of origin sort of fee for doing that.
But I think I saw figures the other day where they hold something like $40 billion a year. It's huge.
Is around the world. That is around the world, not South, only in Australia.
Well, I bet around the world, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're taking on, you know, no matter, look, Hong Kong is very strict, but they can't stop them betting on Hong Kong races, whether that, you know, so, look, the internet has freed up the world.
We haven't solved all the world's racing problems, but we've certainly discussed a few of the issues, and I'd like to think that our authorities do have an open mind, and they do get together and have these sort of thrash things out on a regular basis, and there is a plan for the future.
Well, the Adelaide Cup is locked in for March in 2019, so you have to start talking about it now, and we have to, but they should invite all the participants and have a really thorough brainstorming, no holds bar discussion about it.
You've got a couple of years to get it changed, Luke.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Ray.
Luke Coomey there. Always challenging, isn't he?